Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Even as the economy has slowed, the labor market remains tight. The number of people looking for a job is still smaller than the number of unfilled jobs. And many workers still feel comfortable quitting their jobs to search for something they'd like better. All this puts pressure on employers to think creatively about how to hire for the work they need done. And some are taking a fresh look at people with intellectual or developmental disabilities, IDD, helping businesses analyze their workflow and see if an IDD worker would fit is part of how the nonprofit Penmar Human Services supports people with disabilities. Greg Miller, who has headed Penmar as president and CEO for 10 years, joins us. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
What is Penmar Human Services? What do you do?
Well, Penmar Human Services is an organization that supports people with intellectual disabilities in all different areas of their life. We provide a lot of different services and supports, many in residential, in employment, helping people to get gainfully employed in competitive work. We provide support for families who still have their adult children living at home with them. Just a lot of different service options for people with intellectual disabilities.
And when it comes to finding jobs, what kind of disabilities are we talking about?
Well, we work with a wide array of different abilities and disabilities in the people that we support each day. So we have potential employees, a potential workforce that could benefit many different types of organizations. We support people in many different areas of work. And it really is like, the rest of us, all of us have strengths and all of us have things that we really are good at and interested in doing. And so for us, we try to match those interests and those abilities for the people that we support with a business that can benefit both the business as well as the person who becomes part of that business.
Well, take me into how this process works. How do you spot a job that might be a good fit for one of your clients?
Sure. So one of the most important aspects of how we prepare is that we do an extensive, what we call discovery process with the men and women that we serve. And that is really trying to find out with that person what really is of most interest to them. What are the things that they would like to be doing in the workplace? What are the things that they are capable of doing? How can they add value to a business? So through that discovery process, we get to know the person that we work with remarkably well. And then we go out to the community to determine whether there may be a job that fits that skill set. Or in many cases, we actually work with businesses to create what we call carve outs or a customized job that really focuses on the strengths of the person that is coming into the business and looking at things maybe a different way. It may not be necessarily an off the shelf job, but there may be a way to add value and to make a good match between the skills and the talents of the people that we support and what a business needs. So our primary interest is making sure that it's a good fit. It is not a charity. It is not something where we expect an employer or a business to lower expectations. It is trying to find the right job in the right business for the right person, which ultimately, like I said before, benefits both the business and the person that we support.
Give me an example of customizing a job of an employer who looked at their workflow and saw a place where one of your clients would fit.
So I would say that we work right now with probably close to 100 people that are involved in competitive employment. And within that group, probably half of the positions that folks that we support are in are jobs that did not exist prior to us working with that business. So we have a process here at Penmar through what we call job development, where our job developers actually become a student of a particular business and then work with either the owner or the human resource department to figure out, okay, so maybe you didn't have this particular job prior to our conversation, but here's how a person with a disability could come in and could benefit your organization. Specifically, there's many different examples I could give of that. In one particular case, we had a gentleman who was very, very, he attended to tasks very, very voraciously. In other words, he did the type of things that many people wouldn't have patience to do. And through a great job match, he actually now helps to cut glass for an architectural glass company because he can actually run that machine in a meticulous way. That's not necessarily a job that existed prior to this person joining this team, but as they got to know him and to see what he was capable of, they were able to create a job specifically for him to do that.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Greg Miller, CEO of the nonprofit Penmar Human Services, which supports people with disabilities. We're talking about ways of customizing jobs that fit his clients. What kinds of misgivings do employers tend to have? What are the most common questions they ask?
Well, I think the two different things there. Misgivings, probably just a lack of experiencing a person with an intellectual disability in the workplace before. So a little bit of concern, a little bit of fear. Is my business going to be able to properly support them? In addition to that, what we really see is that as people are given the opportunity to engage in the business, a lot of those misgivings tend to kind of just drift away because the owner, the business, sees a person that is fully committed to doing their best and actually sees a value that's brought into the workplace.
The process of analyzing workflow and figuring out if there is a job in there for someone with a particular set of developmental or intellectual challenges, it sounds like it could be time-consuming. Who pays that cost?
Well, that really gets back to the discovery process, where when we bring somebody to the marketplace for an owner, it is not just, hey, let's try this and see if it works. It is based on what we know, based on what we've experienced, and based on what you need. We believe that we've got somebody that can come in and be ready to work day one. Now, just like every other person that may need a certain amount of training in a job, we certainly wouldn't discount that. But the acquisition of the skill base in order to do the job, we would not encourage somebody to move into that job if it wasn't clear that that is something that they could accomplish and accomplish well. Because again, the goal here is a successful match where the business receives value just like they do with other employees, and the employee or the team member receives value by being part of that workplace. And so we are heavily involved with the training. We're involved with helping to bring folks to the marketplace. And the cost of that is something that is covered by how we are funded to help people with disabilities access employment in the community.
And how are you funded?
Much of our funding comes through the federal Medicaid waiver program. And that money is often matched with some state resources that provides us the ability to do the different, whether it's the discovery process, whether it's actually job coaching on the job with an individual, paying for that time that our team members would spend with the people that we support, getting them prepared for work.
Are you finding that this economy is raising interest among employers in engaging in this process with you?
We are. And, just like, we're also a business. Penmar is a business. And like other businesses, workforce challenges are all around us right now. Finding good team members to participate in the mission of a business is something that is a national challenge. So those that are those that are being creative and kind of a, have an eye out to how can I do something a little bit different, are starting to open up to the idea of having a person with a disability come in and fill one of those, you know, one of those important seats that have been left vacant through the economy that we're currently operating in. So we are seeing employers that have a renewed interest, or sometimes not even a renewed interest, sometimes just an initial interest in trying something different, because all of the standard things right now are creating challenges across all domains.
What feedback do you get from employers who do hire someone through your customized job process?
The feedback that we receive from employers is that having a person with a disability at work each day often improves and changes the culture of that organization, because people see this person that has challenges, has some, you know, sometimes significant issues that they have to deal with each day, coming in, giving their best, and really participating and being someone who is adding value. And it's interesting how many employers we've talked to that have said, you know, our folks are working harder because they see how hard this person from Penmar has come in and applied themselves to the job. So in many cases, our business owners who we work with are really some of our greatest cheerleaders, because they are the ones that can share with their peers how valuable having a person with a disability can be for their business.
Good luck with this, and thanks for telling us about it.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
Greg Miller is CEO of Penmar Human Services, a nonprofit that provides a range of supports to people with intellectual or developmental disabilities. We've got more information at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. And now a short break, and then we'll meet a corporate manager and a Penmar client who's been at his job 2 decades. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us. Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. We've gotten used to hearing about workers all over the economy in all kinds of jobs calling it quits, leaving their jobs to find something that feels like a better fit or pays more or in some way is more satisfying. It's such a trend, it's got a name, the Great Resignation. Some employers struggling to manage it must be wistful for days when workers seem to like their jobs and stayed put. Something very different is playing out in at least one case at Bank of America's call center in Hunt Valley. We're joined by two people who can tell us about it. Tim O'Neill, a client of Penmar Human Services, has worked for Bank of America for 22 years. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
And Joseph Waldron is a business support manager leading the Bank of America's client care team at its Hunt Valley campus. Welcome to the show, Joseph.
Thank you so much.
So, Joseph, tell me what goes on at Bank of America's Hunt Valley campus. What is it?
Absolutely. We have several lines of businesses that support our clients, including Merrill Lynch, Merrill Edge for our wealth and investment clients. We also have our client care division. That's where me and Tim work. And there we support our retail clients with their credit, debit, and deposit needs.
And you have a call center, right?
Absolutely. So we work within the client care division, and we support clients via inbound phone calls for fraud servicing needs within client care. We have about 250 teammates here that work within our fraud servicing team at our Hunt Valley campus.
And what is the backstory on Tim O'Neill? How does he come to be working for Bank of America?
Yeah, Tim is a proud employee of 22 years. He joined us through our support services team. So it's an in-house marketing and fulfillment operation. It's made up of over 300 employees across the United States, all of which would have an intellectual disability, but they all support a major line of business within the enterprise. So Tim is one of those great teammates, and he happens to support those 250 teammates here in Hunt Valley.
And as I understand it, he actually joined before it was Bank of America, when the operation was Maryland National Capital Bank, right?
Correct. Yeah, he was a member of MBNA, and then through the merger process, now he's part of the support services team here at Bank of America.
Tim O'Neill, tell me what you do at the call center.
I do the blinds here. I do coffee. I do the computer stuff. Help them hook up the computers and all the other stuff.
I'm sorry, I missed something. Go back to the first thing you said. You do the lines here. Did I understand that?
I do the blinds.
Oh, the blinds, the window blinds.
Yeah, it's window blinds. Make sure everything's filled up in the coffee room. I do the computer stuff once in a while. If Joe needs me, he pulls me, and I'll help him with stuff.
So tell me, what's a typical day? How early do you get in?
I get in here at 7:30 and I leave at 4.
And when you get in, what's the first thing you do?
First thing I do, I log on my computer. I put in my timesheet in, and then after that, I go do the coffee, fill that up, fill up the creamer, the sugar, all that stuff for the coffee and stuff.
How much coffee does the call center go through in a given day?
They go through a lot of coffee.
Joseph, what would you add to the description of what Tim's duties are?
I think Tim sometimes undersells all that he does. But Tim is my favorite barista, to be on the record. But in addition to making sure the break room is supplying, he really manages our facilities, making sure there aren't any light bulbs out, making sure all our fixtures are in place. He'll work with the on-site facilities team to point out if there is something that's broken and have it fixed, like say a cabinet or a workstation. The teammates know Tim as the go-to person that can get something done. So if they need something like a new headset or a keyboard or a mouse, they'll come visit Tim and he'll fulfill their technology need. And like you mentioned, he also helps plug in different devices, whether they be monitors, mice, keyboard, just setting up a general workstation. There's really a lot that Tim can do. And I think sometimes he undersells all that he does.
Tim, I understand you are a client of Penmar Human Services. Tell me what they do with or for you. What's the connection?
I live in a group home for Penmar. It's up in PA. And they fix me meals. And I'm actually doing well with that.
Does Penmar Human Services supply any support to Tim on the job?
Yes, they come by. Pre-COVID, they would come by once a month just to do like an audit or review to make sure Tim's in good standing, that he's doing a great job, and to see if Tim needs anything, especially from like a medical perspective. Like, is he comfortable or is there anything they can provide? And then since COVID, that's just gone to more of a virtual, just a phone call. But they check in just about every, once a month to verify and maintain that Tim is completing all his assignments. And they ask us, is there any feedback you need us to provide to Tim? Tim recently just had a performance review, got excellent marks.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Joseph Waldron, Business Support Manager at Bank of America's call center in Hunt Valley, and with Tim O'Neill, a worker with intellectual disabilities who has worked at the call center for 22 years. Tim, as you look back, how has your job changed over those years?
It's changed a lot. I used to work with paper, the mail, but now they got rid of all that stuff. So I do the coffee, I do the blinds and the computers.
So you've basically moved from a lot of paper to a more digital kind of work.
Yes.
Joseph, you touched on this, but tell me more about how Tim fits in with the other workers at the call center.
Tim, I mean, he's probably our most popular teammate here. He's the first person usually in the morning to greet everyone, tell them welcomes everyone to go ahead and enjoy a nice, fresh, hot cup of coffee. But Tim's just like any one of other proud employees. He's a member of some of our employee networks. He attends volunteer events. I know me and Tim have volunteered together in the past, most recently at Oregon Ridge National Park. So, you know, Tim's out there in the community, and he's here in the workplace, just like any one of our teammates. And he likes a challenge, so we're always learning new things.
Part of why I'm doing this show is to help our listeners understand changes in the economy. Right now, employers are stretched often trying to find workers. So I want them to understand the kind of worker that Tim is. What are there some challenges it presents to be Tim's manager?
No, for Tim, I mean, when we're looking at what tasks can he complete, he's no different than any other employee. He wants to know, what are his objectives? Did he do them well? And what can he do in the future to improve it? Just like anyone else, Tim gets a performance review. He gets feedback. He's given tasks, and he feels that the work that he's doing is rewarding, and that makes for Tim, at least, that makes it a great place to work. So he comes in each day with a smile.
Tim, what do you like best about your job?
I like my best job is the coffee.
Why?
Because I make everybody happy drinking coffee.
And that's important to you? To be making people happy?
Yes.
Joseph, what do you think other employers who are thinking of hiring a worker with intellectual or developmental disabilities, what would you like them to know about the situation?
Yeah, I think Tim is just like any other employee. He just happens to come from a different talent pool, and he's going to have different objectives, but he does a lot of important items for us. And when he's not here, that his presence is missed. So I think he's really valuable. One for the work he does, and then also just for like employee engagement. Like I said, Tim will welcome everyone, say hi. And he's really like the face of our campus. If you're to say who's somebody that everybody knows Tim. And Tim's always helpful. So if he doesn't have the solution, he's going to get that individual to the right person that can. And that's really valuable.
Well, I'm glad now I know Tim too. Thank you both for talking to me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Tim O'Neill has developmental disabilities. He's worked at Bank of America's call center for 22 years. Joseph Waldron is business support manager at Bank of America's call center in Hunt Valley. We've got more information about Penmar Human Services at the On the Record page at wypr.org. I'm Sheila Cass. Glad you're with us on the record. Come back tomorrow.